During these dog days of summer for most American children, back to school season feels a long way off. Though not at one elementary school in North Carolina, which is kicking off its first full week of the new school year. From WCQS in Asheville, North Carolina, Greta Johnson explains why.
The kids are in their first day finest. New shoes, haircuts, there are even a couple of tutus. Parents are dropping off their children and teachers are greeting them as they stream into Hall Fletcher Elementary.
So how many scholars will get out of this car?
Hey, Malik,
chess champion. Hey, Manny.
Here you go, bud.
In a white suit and bow tie, Principal Gordon Grant welcomes each student by name as they climb out of cars and grab their book bags. These kids are back after 5 weeks of summer vacation. That's about half of what they're used to. There are some sleepy faces, but for the most part, the students seem as excited as they normally are on the first day of school. Hall Fletcher is starting a 3-year experiment with the new year-round calendar. Here's Principal Grant.
Children who don't have really good, enriching opportunities provided for them in the summer move back academically.
Those kids often come from families that can't afford summer camps or vacations. About 80% of the kids here come from low-income families that qualify for free or reduced-price lunch. The kids will get the same amount of school, just distributed differently. There will be 5 weeks of summer break, then 2 3-week breaks in September and March, along with Christmas break. Tamara Owen is the grandmother of two Hall Fletcher students, one second grader and one kindergartner.
My second grader remembered his lunch number today. Last year, he couldn't remember it. And I was like, yes, they retain the things that they learned.
Sociology professor Carl Alexander at Johns Hopkins University has studied learning gaps between kids from different economic backgrounds.
Almost all that gap increase happened during the long summer break when all children's learning was dependent on the resources available to them and their families and their communities, with school out of the picture.
A couple years ago, Asheville City Schools tested kids in reading before and after summer breaks. Kelvin Cyrus is the assistant superintendent for the district.
Our numbers broke out the same way. You could tell during this school year, the growth was almost the same, a little bit more for those who were not economically disadvantaged. But that whole summer thing was right here at home.
Only about 3 or 4% of the schools in the United States operate on a year-round schedule, so there isn't much data to show how much of a boost they give kids. Paul Van Hippel has studied year-round education. He's with the University of Texas in Austin.
Students learn more in the summer because they're getting some instruction then, but they're learning less during the school year because they have these extra breaks. And over 12 months, the total amount that students learn doesn't change.
Helping the school transition to the new calendar is Evelina Pierce, an AmeriCorps volunteer. She went door-to-door with Principal Grant to convince families to try the new schedule. She says it helped that many of the parents here used to be Grant's students.
And he has built that relationship with people where they do trust that he is doing things to support them and their children.
But Pierce says she knows of at least 3 families who said they left Hall Fletcher because of the calendar change. This isn't Hall Fletcher's first experiment with year-round school either. Principal Grant says they tried it back in the 90s, but gave up on it.
After 3 years, they dropped it because of the mismatch of the balanced school year calendar with the regular school year calendar. I think we've done a better job of matching those calendars this year.
Cyrus, the assistant superintendent, says even if test scores don't improve, he still likes the idea of a year-round calendar. After all, the one we've got now is based on an agrarian lifestyle that most of us don't live by. For NPR News, I'm Greta Johnson.